Rhyme.
And treason.
My lord, we are in L.A.
Whoa-wee! What's this L.A.?
It's a moment wreck. Come in, I'll show you.
This place used to be Dr. Tang's honey pit, right here. This place was packed with cream of the crypt, scumbag rack royalty, shooting dope, and getting lap dances.
But Pickles, the guy can glam rock scene like long-haired pussies with makeup on it.
Tight pants, yeah.
And I'm not saying they weren't, Murderface, but even the super poser glam rock pussies understood the rock and roll fundamentals of drugs and alcohol.
Oh, yeah, damn, some pretty hot skanks I'd like to take a crack at.
You know it.
We're going out with where I belong. When the days are short and the nights are long. And I walk, and then I walk, I choose. And it shoots, and I shoot it, and it shoots, and I'm black, and then black. Well, we're out there having fun in the warm California sun. Well, I'm going out west down on the coast, where the California girls are really the best. And I walk, and then walk, I shoot, and then shoot, and I shoot it, and then shoot. And I'm black, and then black. Well, we're out there having fun in the warm California sun. Well, the girls are in Alpha Scope. I'll be a little chick wherever you go. Oh, and I walk, and then walk, I twist, and then twist, and I shimmy, and then shimmy, and I fly, and then fly. Well, we're out there having fun in the warm California sun. Well, we're out there having fun in the warm California sun.
O&S Junior Market. The address is 1934 East Anaheim. All the windows are busted out, and it's like a free for all here. And the owner should be to come down here and see if he can secure his business if he wants to.
Temple, 30 subjects with bands trying to get inside the CP tower.
Treason Radio, episode 63.
Fuck Hollywood.
Hollywood's theme tunes.
It's the devil.
It's the theme of the show today. Hollywood. The dream of stardom, the Midwest fuck, the moves here. Ends up scrubbing a toilet because you couldn't make it as an actor.
Transferred on like 27 different Greyhound buses to get here.
He was on a pilot though, but it wasn't successful.
Yeah.
Or an infomercial, possibly.
Now he's a waiter at the local cafe.
Yep.
Trying to get a job on a daytime soap opera.
That's right. So that's the theme of the show.
Selling himself out to gay porn on the underground on the side.
All right, you took it too far right there. We're in SAC. We're drinking heavily. We just drank some whiskey.
That's right.
Because it's the three-year anniversary. We just surpassed it.
Yeah, we're moving forward.
That's right.
No looking back, so...
trifecta, 3 years coming after you with the Hollywood mix.
Exactly. So lots of different musicians have made it and had glorious fame based out of the LA area. Other musicians, not so much. And, you know, so we're going to bring you a cross section of all the above. We're going to bring you songs talking about life in the city.
Yeah, Celebrity Rehab. Probably the most hilarious, one of the most hilarious shows ever.
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman, Hollywood product, doing blow, drinking.
Well, you know, stars are just people, man. There's
the celebrities.
They're human beings.
Weird, you know.
Just, could you imagine, like, if every waking moment of your life was, you know, photographed and you were followed around and just plastered all over
every
magazine?
That's what everybody moves to Hollywood to be, so... Anyway,
but is it worth it? Like, really, in the end? Like, I don't care how much money you have. Like, privacy is worth everything to me in that sense.
All right. We're playing more music. Here we go.
Fuck Hollywood. Fuck my rant. Fuck Ryan.
And treason.
And the bass, and you
rock!
Yeah!
Oh, now, that was classic Vesuvius.
Billy!
Yay! Nice show!
Woo!
Hey, what did the label say?
Yeah, what'd they say?
Let's start with some beers first. Those are on me, and those are important.
Important. Sounds like good news, right?
Or bad.
Be right back!
More like awesome news.
Matchbook Records just offered us an awesome contract, and it is awesome.
Oh, we're gonna be rich!
I'm gonna get a Fiero.
I'm so happy.
It was just one hit. They want you to replace Fish. President of the label wants to put his nephew in the band.
Come on, Fish is the heart and soul of this band. We've been together since high school.
Yeah.
He came up with the name Vesuvius.
And he's a great drummer.
Guys, they're going to put money behind you. That means videos, that means touring.
No, forget it, Billy. We're not going to sell him out just because some rich kid wants to play rock star. Forget it.
All right. I'm calling the head of the label right now. Tell him where he can stick his nephew. Oh, and there was talk of you guys opening for Whitesnake, but sometimes opportunity knocks twice, right?
Yeah! All right, so I came here to give you my demo. I worship you, and I just wanted to give you my demo. Just take a listen and okay. Because you know what? You don't want to be the guy sitting there watching BBC and saying, oh, I saw that guy. He was my waiter, and I totally dismissed him like everyone else does in his life. And I totally she was wrong because he's a major, major, major influence on me now, and I feel terrible.
That stupid English voice, was that me?
Unfortunately, yes.
He came in from the Midwest and wanna be the best, but he's looking for fame and he's taking no less. Can't get a job and he can't get your break. Just on the pub with everything at stake. And he can't go back, admitting defeat. Just another washed up broken deadbeat.
Lost in Hollywood, it's so good.
Lost in Hollywood.
Lost in Hollywood, it's so good.
Lost in Hollywood. Now he's had a dream. Everything a turn to dust with a quick bit of sting. And he must move on. He cannot stop from the bottom of the well. He make it to the top. And he's making and faking and learning to dance. He's only got one more chance.
Lost in Hollywood, it's no good.
Lost in Hollywood.
Lost in Hollywood, it's no good.
Lost in Hollywood.
Lost in Hollywood, it's no good.
Lost in Hollywood.
Lost in Hollywood, it's no good.
Lost in Hollywood.
System of a Down, old school Hollywood.
Episode 63, Rhyme and Treason Radio. Fuck Hollywood. Fuck LA. Fuck Southern California. And water sucking junkies.
Yes, they steal our water, but hey.
What kind of moron builds a city in a desert anyway? Sorry, Las Vegas.
Guns N' Roses in the background.
Welcome to the motherfucking jungle.
Some poser ass bitches. Guns N' Roses, straight out of Hollywood. Read the Motley Crue book. The Filth.
The Fire Hose story. It's been told before.
Anyway, you know, it just made me more disgusted with the Hollywood douchebaggery of the 80s and currently.
Well, and to add to the douchebaggery, too, like, not only do you have to deal with, like, rude, snotty, douchebaggery people, but on top of it, you have thick-ass smog, you have horrible traffic, you have high prices for everything.
But you might be on TV.
Ooh, so. Yay. Like, why does anybody really care?
I don't know. That's the aspiration of many that move to this godforsaken state, Hollywood. The Walk of Fame, Chinese Theater.
Disneyland.
That's Anaheim.
Yeah.
We're talking specifically Hollywood.
I guess.
Yeah. So.
Sorry.
People in China, they know the difference. Don't let them fool you.
Everybody knows the difference.
All right. So, here we go. More music. Hollywood theme songs. Episode 63. 63 fucking episodes. 3 years later. Rocking it.
What are you doing?
I'm drinking. Heavily. Rhyme. Episode 63.
And whiskey drinking treason.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Truly the long arm of the law at the movie theater. You and a velvet rope are all that keep the huddled masses from a free flick.
You're the man now.
Ever vigilant, you boldly demand to see our stub. Getting a little personal, don't you think?
Can I see your stub?
Who's the guy in the military-style uniform that would make any third-world dictator proud? Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper, that's who.
Salute the general.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, stub master, because you really tear it up.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper.
She thought I was all right. All right in a sort of a limited way for an off night. She said, don't I know you from the cinematographer's party? I said, who am I to blow against the wind?
I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. Think I'm an ego. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. I know what I know. I've seen what I've said.
Me of money. She was the kind of girl that could say things that weren't that funny. I said, what does that mean? I really remind you of money. She said, oh, who am I to blow against the wind?
I know what I know. I'll sing what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. I know what I know. I'll sing what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head.
Sunlight. I said, aren't you the woman who was recently given a full bright? She said, don't I know you from the cinematographer's party? I said, who am I to blow against the wind?
I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I do in the back of my head. I know what I know. I've seen what I've said.
Please, Gary, step into my car.
Oh, I get it. I'm supposed to get in your car and let you put your finger inside me. Then if I go down on you, I get a movie part.
No, I just want to show you something.
Yeah, I'll bet you do.
Please, Gary, I'm not from Hollywood. I'm not going to fuck your mouth, and my time is extremely valuable.
We'll be right back.
love you, honey bunny.
Everybody be cool, this is a robbery!
Any of you fucking pricks move! And I'll execute every motherfucking last one of you!
Episode 63.
Rhyme and Treason Radio.
Fuck Hollywood.
That's it.
Closing out the show. Thanks for listening.
We don't want the fame. We don't want the glory. We don't want the money.
Read your tabloid magazines. Watch your Access Hollywood. Jack off.
Yeah. Get your TMZ and your CNN. And I don't know. Fuck it all.
The media, for sure. But yeah, people want to get plastic surgery and, you know, be on CSI or some bullshit. Hollywood hopefuls. That was the theme of the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully you're not living in a gutter because your dream was to be an actor and you failed miserably.
One day, we're going to be rich and famous too because of this very podcast. And we're going to look back and listen to this show and be like, wow, we're so hypocritical.
Hollywood's going to embrace us.
Wait. No, we're not. No yeah, one listens. What? Nobody cares.
We're going to move to L.A. and we're going to have a Hollywood studio overlooking the Hollywood Hills.
I think we should move to Canada so we don't have to pay taxes.
Fuck Canada. All right. We're out.
Would you rather live in Canada or Hollywood? Canada. Like anywhere in Canada.
I'd rather live in Hollywood, man, and just be an L.A. douchebag rocker.
Would you drive a Prius?
I would wear some tight pants and, you know.
Yeah.
Expose my butt crack and pop it over my hair.
Would you have, like, a killer tan and, like, a Tommy Bahama shirt?
Possibly. Probably, yeah. Actually.
Would you have a convertible?
Yeah, I don't think I can afford could afford that with my the money I'm going to spend on hair gel and dye and piercings and tattoos and
well clearly because you don't have enough money to afford like
Hollywood
this
douche
$800 million for a house there and you'd have to live down in the valley of Hollywood and actually
there it
I don't even want to talk about it. I hate it that much.
Alright, so then we're gonna finish it up. Thanks for listening.
Alright, I'm gonna chew the microphone like Graham.
DJ Gower, DJ Matador, Rhyme and Treason, we're out. Thanks for listening.
I never loved you. You know they are a liar. Driving down your freeway, midnight alleys roam. Cops in cars, the topless bars, never saw a woman.
He loved her. He chopped off his left arm, the good one, and sent it to her with a box of chocolates. She ate the chocolates and watched TV. He blew his brains out, picked them up, shoved them back upside his head, made breakfast. Ate, tried again, with a renewed vigor and enthusiasm not seen by many. We'll be right back.
girl, take one.
For a magic carpet ride, environment perfect for a hustle. Many people are distracted by the puzzle, and while they're not looking, the angel got taken to the gray space between fingerprinting and booking. Do your best, cause the lesson is love. It's enough to keep your head up, another day to get up. Wake up and let the sun shine through the smog. Free the dialogue till everyone believes in God. LA, to some is hell, to some is play. Pay the cover charge and watch what you say. The Barbie dolls talk, body parts come off, and I think she's a he. Stop, look at how it walks. They got the weirdos, the talent, the beautiful. An arm and a leg for a one-story cubicle. And if the heat don't beat you, the pigs will. Everyone's relaxed, but no one can sit still. Los Angeles, I love it, I love it, I love it. Lips, kiss it. Believe I'm gonna release it. Believe.
Hollywood, burn, 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 Hollywood, burn,
top, racing the clocks, walking the flame to Hollywood, sluttering hot. Now that's a motherfucking melting pot for real. Something got to give. Black actors and actresses, they can't catch no roses. Positive, I lick shots at you up in the eyes. We calling the pros, spitting flames out of black holes. It's over, that's how that goes. We burn from the silver screen to rap shows. When the beat drops, the radio your heart rolls. Now, reaches 360 degrees, radiating live by the SP. Breathe deep through it to your chest heat. Who wanna see the black people with the prestige? Who telling the cops to freeze? Black thought down with the PE, leaving ashes and palm trees.
Some of y'all still ain't learned that people paying price in real life. Minds and souls sold and controlled by the same old roles created by assholes who find reactors instead of actors to react, thus financially play a factor. No matter how whack the flick is, the fact is how much the bling bling crowd reacted. Damn, little dot on the map I attack on pimping TV movies in the third of rap. Damn right I'm hating since birth of a nation, still waiting for decision makers who avoided one side of celluloid. I go to IQ rehab to get my brain back. I'm at a point of no return. I ain't crazy. Burn Hollywood, burn.
Burn! Okay, this is a classic drug story. You know, you think you're doing coke, you're not. You're doing angel dust. You know, who's all the angel dust? Anyway, he shot some cops, challenged a professional prize fighter to a beer knuckle match, and won, and still had the energy to burn. I don't know. And then, wait. Check this out. Look. And here he goes off to Capitol Records building.
Wait, what's the ways to go?
Splat! Oh, no, Toki. He lived.
Oh, that's brutal.
Get off him! Okay, here's a dumpster where Susie Fancy and the Razor Clan used to live and practice. Man, did you have some good parties?
Wow, four hot sluts living in garbage!
Dumpster the goods.
Cold beer professional.
This is where I saw Frankie Switchblade of the band Super Destroyer Machine blowing a guy. Right there.
Oh,
Matt Joker.
No way!
Right here.
God.
That guy was me.
Oh, pickles.
I'm just kidding, but you guys get my point, right? About the whole rock and roll thing, right?
Hollywood, Bunk, L.A.
This is one f***ed up town!
I would kill myself if I lived
where
here.
Absolutely everyone's hands is stupid.
Every single resident!
Yeah, and every TV network out here is a piece of s***. Right, guys?
Yeah, right! It's right. And more importantly, if you didn't contract an STD or OD in the city, then you didn't exist! Think about it, all of you.
I'm thinking about
yes,
it!
Too. Drugs and alcohol are slowly being phased out of the music we love. And we're in a f***ed state of the world, and our biggest lunatic drug idol is f***ing Peter O'Toole!
Under the table.
Yeah, I think I could party.
I need all your guys' help to get in the show tonight. We have a responsibility. A f***ing responsibility to change this.
Rhyme.
And treason.